WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For the second time, developers are before the Bryan City Council asking to approve the construction of more than 600 homes north of Traditions Golf Course.
An issue is rezoning 166 acres north of Villa Maria towards Leonard Road and west of Chick Lane. A year ago, developers withdrew the request before it went to the council. Last month, before the Planning and Zoning Commission, the developer's attorney, Chris Peterson, says his clients have agreed to building a third collector street. But to do that, they had to shrink the distance between homes from 7 to 5.5 feet, something Peterson says is not uncommon.
Sienna on the east side of town, Briar Meadows in the middle of town that have 5-foot setbacks, at least in a portion of those developments, in addition to pretty prominent neighborhoods in College Station that come right off the top of my head are Castle Rock and Castlegate.
Fire Chief Randy McGregor told the commission as these homes age, a 7-foot separation becomes more important.
And what we're looking at, the problems we're going to have years down the road, when these structures do become older and worn down, typically that's where we see most of our fires.
Last year, P&Z voted for 7 feet. The recommendation to be considered by the city council tonight calls for 5.5 feet. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Perry has added to the special session agenda a call for more highway funding. It's a second chance for State Representative John Rainey of Bryan, who was hoping transportation funding would have been resolved during the regular session.
We're growing at such a fast rate, the state of Texas is, and it primarily is in this triangle by 10, 35, and 45, and we're part of that.
State Representative Kyle Cassell, whose district stretches from south of College Station to north of Waco, acknowledges the challenge of getting more money for rural roads.
We have one way in and one way out with Highway 6, and as we've seen with the number of people coming to Texas, and not only that, with this success in the SEC, you know, my phone's ringing off the wall right now, people coming in for football games, and we've got to get these folks here. I mean, that's going to help the economy of the whole district.
Rainey supports paying as revenue is collected and not with bond financing as supported by the governor. Governor Perry also signed legislation yesterday reducing the number of standardized tests high school students have to pass from 15 to 5. That was supported by school districts statewide. Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says lowering the number of tests won't reduce student accountability.
I think it's going to allow them a little flexibility with their scheduling where they can maybe pursue some elective courses that they wanted. I think this just shows that we can do some other things, and we're going to do some other things for accountability that just don't require a test.
College Station Superintendent Eddie Colson says this will allow districts to stop putting all students into the same educational box.
We need to be able to explore some programs and some classes that will help meet the needs of all kids, and backing off the testing absolutely helps us with the freedom to do that.
CSISD is waiting for the governor's decision on another proposal passed by the legislature that would allow the development of new student assessment tools. New school administrators were announced yesterday in both local districts. The Bryan School Board approved 4 hirings. 2 involve principals and 1 is a transfer. Lane Buben moves from Sam Rayburn Middle School to Bryan High School, and the new principal at Bowen Elementary is Huria Lakhani from the Fort Bend District. 2 central office hirings include the new Executive Director of Human Resources and Administration. Crystal Goodman comes to Bryan from Spring and before that, Fort Worth and Navasota. Also, Bryan ISD's new Communications Director is Brandon Webb. He's been at the Blinn College campus in Bryan. In College Station, Superintendent Eddie Colson has selected the new principal at Cypress Grove Intermediate. Kelly Duggier makes the move after 11 years as principal at Kemp Elementary in Bryan. Dr. Colson also announced the transfer of 3 assistant principals. That information can be found on our website at WTAW.com. The Texas Forest Service is keeping 1/3 of the money collected in fees meant for assisting volunteer fire departments. The Houston Chronicle reports state lawmakers sent $18.5 million each of the next 2 years to the Forest Service. The A&M System Agency is keeping $6 million for costs, and the rest will be distributed in grants. The money comes from the Volunteer Fire Department Assistance Fund, which receives money from taxes collected on those buying fireworks and insurance coverage. And there's a new email scam claiming to be from the Better Business Bureau. Local BBB President Bill McGuire says the badly written message, which says you are about to be revoked, should be easy to recognize as fake.
The easiest way still to find out that this is a scam and not to do anything other than delete it completely off your computer is to look to see what address they're putting at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And at the bottom, they put an address in Arlington, Virginia.
He says complaints you get from our surrounding counties will only have the Terry Street College Station address. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 75 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
When your memories matter, let Specialties Photography print your special moments. Specialties offers quality photo printing from your images. They also handle black and white imaging, photo restoration, prints from slides, wallet size prints to poster size prints, all at an affordable price with customer service you won't find at a big chain. When your memories matter, make it Specialties Photography. Specialties Photography is your locally owned one-stop photo print shop. Call 696-9898 or visit them online at specialphoto.com.
Celebrate Father's Day with Buffy's Restaurant. Bring your dad out to Buffy's for their delicious Father's Day brunch menu. From 10 to 3, enjoy manly all-you-can-eat prime rib, wings, ribs, boiled shrimp, brisket, and fried catfish. Lots of sides, salads, and desserts, plus an awesome pasta and breakfast station. Leave the stress of cooking for dad to us. Don't miss Buffy's Father's Day brunch buffet this Sunday until 3. Come by for their lunch buffet Tuesday through Friday and every Sunday from 10 to 2. Buffy's, 506 Sulphur Springs in Bryan. At Buffy's, we feed people.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Good morning, 7:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure continues to cover much of the state. That high pressure system responsible for the warm weather we'll see the next few days. There's going to be a little bit of moisture around, so isolated thunderstorms may pop up. I'm not going to include them in the forecast, but we'll certainly keep a watch on the radar the next several afternoons. Sun in 95 today, clear 75 overnight. Sunshine tomorrow, we're back at 95. Clear tomorrow night, 75. Mostly sunny, 95 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A&M Football releases several scheduling updates. Also, A&M Volleyball with updates for their new schedule for next year. We'll get you caught up with that. NBA playoffs are tonight and more. We'll do it with sports, and we'll do it for you here at about 7:50.
You know, because there had been some discussion, the former athletic director had kind of hinted on the idea that maybe the Texas A&M football team would be playing Southern Cal or Oregon. But I guess that's not right. It'll be UTSA.
Right.
And I guess they didn't announce this until they finished the league meetings to decide how they were going to divide up the conference schedule and how many conference games were going to be played within the SEC. But my other thought also is that you can cancel a UTSA a lot more easily than you can an Oregon or a USC. You can pay them some money and pat them on the back and send them on their way if they need to.
Just kidding.
Well, you know, by the time you get to 19, that's 6 years from now, you know? Things change. May have to fill in with something else. So, again, write them a check and they'll be happy. Every once in a while, as you go through the little stories that we get, it just makes you wonder how in the world we get through the day. How in the world are we, U.S. Americans, able to actually get through the day knowing that well, there are horrible things waiting for us as soon as we get to the office. For instance, with email. I mean, think about how much email ruins your life every day. Have you thought about that?
People, not once ever.
Never? Oh. Yeah, apparently we get stressed out over email. Email stresses us out. You didn't know that, huh? You didn't know that just getting to work and really before you even open your email, your stress level goes up. This is a new study. Researchers watched 30... It's government employees. Okay. The rest of us are worried about losing our jobs. Obviously, that's something government employees don't have to worry about. They watched these government employees as they worked, and they measured their stress levels throughout the day. And when the emails started coming in, 83% reported quicker pulses, higher blood pressure. Oh, my God, I'm going to have to do something today. They're sending me an email. I am going to have to accomplish something. So what should we do? Try organizing your email. Use folders to organize your email and reduce clutter. It lowers your anxiety, and it makes you feel more in control. Letting you know. Hey, Kat, here's one for you. Mail commuter train drivers in northern Sweden don't like their employer's ban on wearing shorts, especially during the summer. Their solution is now more than a dozen of them are wearing company-approved skirts.
Why is this story for me?
Well, it's about guys wearing skirts. I mean,
what does that have to do with me?
Well, it has more to do with you than it would with either of us. I'm just saying.
How am I a man wearing a skirt?
You're not, but you could watch a man wearing a skirt.
Why would I want to watch a man wearing a skirt?
Okay, maybe you wouldn't. The company which runs the commuter train line says it can't stop the cross-dressing as long as the drivers appear nice and proper. That's right, nice and proper. Once again,
just give them their shorts.
Yeah, well, but again, somebody's got to be in control of that. And if your email isn't stressing you out, I want you to know that Michigan State has discovered only 5% of us know how to properly wash our hands.
Great.
What does that mean? Properly wash your hands.
It means the other 95% are spreading their germs.
They discovered this after watching 4,000 people in public restrooms. They defined proper as washing your hands at least 15 to 20 seconds.
Oh, who has time for that?
To kill the germs. Yeah,
especially
really.
It's those dumb sinks that you press the button and it gives you like
five seconds worth of water
right, where you can't even...
Well, or you have to search with your hand to find that magic spot for the water to come out,
yeah.
Right? Oh. Anyway, 33% didn't use soap. What's the reason? Well, I mean, why are you washing your hands then? And just 10% walked out without washing at all.
Why bother?
Yeah. Shockingly, men are the biggest offenders. Men are the biggest offenders, and that ties right into our next story.
Just different priorities, that's all.
Men don't mature until they hit 43. Won't come as a surprise to most females that men mature later than women, but this new research...
I'm a year old.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go. You're one. Anyway, most females mature faster than men. Yeah, we knew that. But 11 years difference, apparently.
I don't understand why that is. If men have always been the leaders and, you know, kind of the names that went down in history, like, how is that possible that they're suddenly so inept?
All right, I'll give you the answer to that particular thing right there. How many female historians do you know?
Okay. Wow.
Gotta remember who's writing the story. Hello?
My wife says I'm a late bloomer.
Wow.
He's one, too.
Wow. If it's 43, then you're a late bloomer. It's gonna be a while. No, but see, that's the other thing, Kat. I mean, wrong. There was a time, certainly, when when the men were the leaders, and that was for any number of reasons. But now as you see more females elevated into the workplace, how is that changing society? How is that changing society? Men just decide, oh, okay, well, she's working, cool, I'll just stay home and watch the game. I'll just stay home and watch the game. Oh, I just won't pay attention. Guys don't, they don't man up, I think is the word.
I think that's probably exactly right.
They don't man up. Women are also twice as likely as men to feel that they were the grown-up in their current relationship. A quarter of women felt they were the ones who made all the important decisions in the relationship, with the same percentage wishing that their partner would... Oh, now wait a minute. See? All right, I'll just read it.
We're going to edit on the fly now.
No, I'll just read it. A quarter of the women felt that they were the ones who made all the important decisions in the relationship, with the same percentage wishing their partner would talk about themselves and their feelings more often.
Come on.
It's guys.
You have feelings. You're not robots.
Didn't say we were, but we're guys. We talk about stuff. Women also found men's biggest maturity failings still...
What, poop jokes?
Yeah. Breaking wind is funny, driving too fast, and playing video games. Well, if you'd sit down and play video games, you'd like them too. And
you can play
because
with
that
us.
Gives me real skills for life.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good for your brain when you get older. There's a bunch of surveys
That's
about
right.
That.
It's eye-hand coordination.
Well, there's other productive things I can do to improve my eye-hand coordination.
Okay. Well, like what?
You know, like real-life skills, like playing a real guitar.
Oh.
Or... You know, things like that.
Or Pong. driving too fast. Now, you see here, I'm not sure. I certainly see some young ladies who have, you know, stickers from large universities
on the
back of them.
You see young ladies, Scott?
Driving very fast.
Oh.
Driving very fast. So, just saying. It happens. Just. All right, Walmart, they're the low price leaders, right? Isn't that what they tell us?
Yes.
They don't spend money frivolously.
No.
Well, they had their annual stockholders meeting. Reports that Jennifer Hudson performed at the Big Bash in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Then Hugh Jackman walked out on stage.
Awesome.
So that he could introduce the speaker, who was Tom Cruise. So
that's not frivolous at all.
I wouldn't think Tom Cruise would want to go to Walmart.
Well, yeah, he spoke for 8 minutes.
Which probably cost him $500,000.
Right. I don't know if he ever said that he had set foot in their store or not, but he said women make a difference and the company is a role model for working to end hunger in America. That's because they have Subways inside there, right? So that people
yes.
can eat their sandwiches.
Howdy, Gabe Bach here with TexAgs Radio, taking a minute for AggielandTickets.com. If you've ever felt the spirit at Kyle Field, you know it only takes one game to fall in love forever. Aggie-owned and operated, AggielandTickets.com provides a marketplace for Aggies and non-Aggies to buy and sell athletic tickets and parking passes to other verified Aggies and current students at fees 20% lower than the competition. Their mission is simple at AggielandTickets.com. Provide the best possible game day experience, but also keep Kyle Maroon. Not a current or former student? Don't worry. AggielandTickets.com also has a general section for anyone to buy and sell tickets. Visit AggielandTickets.com today and pre-register for a chance to win a TriStar authenticated Aggie football. Everyone that registers will be awarded a one-time 10% off fee promo code as well. AggielandTickets.com. Aggies helping Aggies keep Kyle Maroon. That's AggielandTickets.com.
Details, details. I dwell on every detail. Payroll, purchasing, production, profit margin. All while keeping the big picture of growth and stability in clear view. Now, this attention to detail has helped me succeed and grow my business. The prosperity bankers appreciate my success and know what it means. They're experts in the business of banking, and like me, prosperity bankers dwell on details. They call me by my name and listen to what I have to say. Their job is to offer me the banking services that meet my business's needs. You know, to offer the financial tools to help make my business profitable, including cash management, loans, internet banking, remote deposit, and more. I know my business. I want my bankers to know theirs, and I'll bet you do too. Prosperity bankers know the business of banking. Your bank for business. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com. Member FDIC.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. All right, here we go, 95 for a high temperature today. There is a slight chance of maybe some pop-up showers today, 74 for our low tonight. We'll continue that pattern all the way through the week, and by the time we get to Saturday, we're looking at a high of probably 97 degrees out there. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 6, 94% relative humidity, and it's 74.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We are the largest buyers of gold and silver in the Brazos Valley because we pay the most for your precious metals, gemstones, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. Many have shopped around but come back to us because we simply pay more. Come see for yourself with the no-obligation price quote. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Leaks, 29-year-old Edward Snowden, UK Guardian, is predicting, and he's going to go down in history as one of the most consequential whistleblowers in history, alongside Daniel Ellsberg and Bradley Manning. After getting his GED, Snowden enlisted in the Army in 2003 to help the oppressed people of Iraq. He was disillusioned because he said most of those training him seemed pumped up about killing Arabs, not about helping anybody. After breaking both legs in a training accident, he was discharged. Next stop, CIA Geneva. Much of what I saw in Geneva really disillusioned me about how my government functions and what its impact is in the world, he said. I realized that I was part of something that was doing far more harm than good. Snowden says that he pondered leaking government secrets, but it was 2008. Obama was peddling hope and change. Like so many other 20-something-year-old, Snowden bought it. He thought Obama's election would usher in the kind of reforms that he wanted, but it didn't happen. He left the CIA in 2009, began working for the NSA in Japan. He says he watched as Obama advanced the very policies that he thought would be reined in. So he got hardened. Snowden waited for 4 years, then pounced. He leaked secrets to hand-picked journalists whose judgment he trusted, and then he fled to Hong Kong. Mr. Snowden, Obama's getting pretty hardened over your leaking his secrets, and he's got drones. You better watch your hardened behind. I'm not kidding.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If Dad hasn't already spelled it out for you, this Father's Day, he wants new golf gear. But don't worry, because the only word you need to remember to give Dad his day is Golfsmith. With exclusive Father's Day deals, gift-giving expertise, plus a huge selection of the latest and greatest clubs and accessories, Golfsmith is your destination for everything Dad. Because the gift that never stops giving is a better game. Give Dad his day, only at Golfsmith.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. Visiting Angels assists adults nationwide to continue living at home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. For senior home care you can trust, check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Tonight's Bryan City Council meeting includes a proposed housing development on the city's west side, a project that's been deliberated for nearly 2 years.
Before the Planning and Zoning Commission last month, Fire Chief Franny McGregor asked to keep a requirement made last year to keep a 7-foot separation between homes.
Our concern is we want to be able to get a clear access around any building. These in particular have plenty of room in the event people do store things on the side, that there won't be time lost to deploy the hoses and get into the back of the house.
Representing the developer, attorney Chris Peterson says the number of homes has already dropped from 730 to 613. If spacing remains at 7 feet, Peterson says that would lop off another 60 homes and kill their plans.
The economic reality of the situation is if you adjust the side setbacks and you will not allow duplexes as of right, then the question to us is, can we really afford to meet your other priorities and still make this project work? And I would submit that the answer to that is no.
P&Z sided with the developer's request as part of the recommendation getting first-round consideration at tonight's city council meeting. The rezoning is north of Traditions Golf Course, north of Villa Maria towards Leonard Road, and west of Chick Lane. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Three new principals were announced yesterday. College Station Superintendent Eddie Colson says the new principal at Cypress Grove Intermediate is Kelly Duggier. She's been principal at Kemp Elementary in Bryan for the last 11 years. Dr. Colson also announced the transfers of three assistant principals on our website at WTAW.com. You can find that information. Across town, the Bryan School Board has approved the transfer of Principal Lane Buben to Bryan High from Sam Rayburn Middle School. And the new principal at Bone Elementary is Huria Lakhani from the Fort Bend District. Two central office administrators were also hired. The new communications director, Brandon Webb, comes from Blinn College in Bryan. And Bryan's new executive director of human resources and administration is Crystal Goodman. She comes from Spring, and before that, Fort Worth and Navasota. The number of standardized tests required for a high school graduation is going down from 15 to 5. College Station Superintendent Eddie Colson was among those supporting House Bill 5, which was signed into law yesterday by Governor Perry.
Less emphasis on testing, which allows more emphasis in schools on rigor and problem solving. It just provides a little more freedom for us as a school district and schools really across the state of Texas.
Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says knowing how many tests will be taken next year lets high school staffs get busy with finalizing student schedules.
With that bill being passed, then that really makes it a much easier job for our high schools as they begin to put students into classes. I know there's some people that have asked some questions about classes and class offerings, but we're not to that final stage yet.
Both superintendents say student accountability will not be diminished by reducing the number of end-of-course exams. Members of the state legislature representing Brazos County have a second opportunity to get more money for highways. That's after the governor added transportation to the special session. Senator Charles Schwertner says one revenue source is a portion of what is generated from excise taxes on oil and gas.
And what that would do would be a reliable source of funding for transportation, so that TxDOT can really plan long-term projects rather than having to do it in kind of aliquots the way we do it now with an allocation or appropriation. And then TxDOT gets busy and does a lot of projects, and then all of a sudden the money dries up, and then we have to start all over. That's not a very good way to plan for our transportation needs.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan is doubtful about spending money to develop high-speed passenger rail service.
I'm just not sure that when you get to Houston, what you're going to do after you get there. I'm open, but I'm doubtful. How's that?
State Representative Cal Cassell of Rural College Station says money to maintain current roads also has to be found in addition to new construction. For those who've been trying to sell their timeshares, Local BBB President Bill McGuire has good news. McGuire says the Federal Trade Commission has really cracked down on scam artists making fake offers.
Somebody calls you out of the clear blue and says, hey, I got a buyer for you, but the next thing they're going to want is money. They're going to tell you, well, we've got filing fees and we've got closing costs to do. So a lot of times people don't think about it and they just send them $2,500, and guess what? They'll never see that money again.
McGuire says 191 actions have been brought by the FTC and its law enforcement partners across 28 states and in 10 other countries. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to more details. Volunteer firefighters say they need more state money as the bill would divert some of the revenue from a fund originally dedicated to assist them. Taxes on fireworks and insurance go into the Volunteer Fire Department Assistance Fund. The Houston Chronicle reports that lawmakers this year decided to send $18.5 million to the Texas Forest Service. The A&M System Agency is keeping $6 million for costs while distributing the remaining $12.5 million in grants to volunteer departments. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 77 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, values that endure, looking out for each other, and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCS.com.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Another hot one today with lots of sunshine. Temperatures will head up to about 95 degrees. It'll be generally clear overnight. Lows will fall back to around 75. High pressure stays in control of the weather tomorrow. We'll have more sunshine. Highs near 95. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 75. Thursday is going to be mostly sunny on the hot side. Temperatures near 95. Next couple of afternoons, we'll keep a watch on the radar, see if anything pops up. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fight Texas Aggie football inks a deal with the UTSA Roadrunners. SEC baseball action still has a team in, and we've got an update for Tim Tebow moving to New England. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12.
All right, there you go. Game of Thrones. You know, we've been talking about that big TV show that people watch. It's kind of soap opera of swords.
Kind of popular.
Yeah. Last season, that was season three, the Game of Thrones, the now second most watched series in HBO history.
Wow. Behind The Sopranos,
yep.
I'm guessing.
Behind season five of The Sopranos. No small accomplishment. The finale pulled in 6.3 million viewers. Meanwhile, it appears that Game of Thrones is also the most pirated show of all time. Record 170,000 simultaneous shares on BitTorrent for illegal downloads. People watching them soap operas with swords, which is okay because that solves a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing. Scientists report there's a new species of ant that is attracted to electronics. Now, we've heard about these. They're called the crazy ants because they just kind of wander around and become, I don't know, disoriented, it looks like. They originated in Brazil or Argentina, and they've been spreading northward, and now they're in Texas, Florida, Mississippi, and Louisiana.
Well, as long as they're not taking disability checks, I don't mind.
They're not so far. But, of course, they're sneaking across the border. We need to do something about that.
And being crazy.
Yeah, the ant cannot be killed with the same pesticides used as on other red ants, and it seems attracted to electronics. When it dies, the pheromones emitted by that ant attract more ants, which also get killed. Yeah, they're not very smart, are they? Anyway, sometimes when the electronics are big enough, like a transformer, the massive ant deaths can cause the switch to get stuck and hundreds of ants fry in the insulation.
Ugh.
Yeah. Okay, let's say you live in Aubrey, Texas, okay? Aubrey, Texas is in Denton County, all right? In Texas. And let's say that you're sitting out there on the back porch, and you hear a helicopter go over, okay? Because that happens. There are helicopters.
I like the sound
effects. Well, yeah, thanks. Okay,
it's
so
like
anyway.
Radio theater.
So there's helicopters, but this one's different. There's a guy hanging out the helicopter.
Is it Chuck Norris?
No. Apparently, there is a gun range which allows practice from the air. The shooter hangs out of the helicopter, firing close to homes, they say here, according to WFAA. The neighbor's a bit surprised.
I could see that being a little off-putting.
Yeah. They said they looked up, saw a man in a helicopter with a rifle. A few seconds later, they heard shots. According to Dan Klassman, who owns helicoptersniper.com, it's like the ultimate video game. Well, of course it is.
Except that it's real life, and if you kill something, it's really dead.
Yeah. Helicoptersniper.com provides the helicopter. Big Bore Tactical supplies the gun range and the targets. The goal is to create a thrilling, safe adventure. The people who operate the helicopter say only five. They fly only over the gun range, and it only happens every other week for 15 minutes per shooter. But the helicopter and gun range officials say the shooter is always aiming down at targets that are backed by mounds of dirt. For their part, the FAA says it's perfectly legal. Perfectly legal. Hello? Hey there.
They do a lot of shooting out of helicopters over here in Booger County.
Well,
at Hom.
Yeah, I know they did that. Exactly. But, you know, that's all.
Well, you got to practice if you're going to do that.
Yeah, I understand. I know. They can do that. I think the difference is that this is near a semi-residential area, which, again, a little off-putting, I'm sure, to watch the helicopter. Mommy, look at the helicopter going over. Yeah, yeah. You want to hear those sound effects again? Because, I mean, I worked hard to produce this. I did. I missed the, here we go.
Were you out there this morning going, chicka-chicka-chicka?
I was making these noise so we could do that. Yeah. One more. Thanks.
Sounds like an AR-15.
Yeah. So there you go. A little helicopter news for you. A famous psychic was forced to cancel a show in Scotland due to unforeseen circumstances.
Oh.
Derek Ockera is the medium. Reportedly, fans are furious after the event was canceled. As one of the fans said, how does a psychic show get canceled due to unforeseen circumstances?
It's a little bit ironic.
Why didn't he know?
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Okay, let's see what else. Oh, this has got to make you feel good. So much for that designated driver thing. According to new research published yesterday in the Journal of Studies of Alcohol and Drugs, about 40% of designated drivers go ahead and drink anyway.
Oh, well, that's good. Only 40%, though.
No, yeah. A trio of Florida researchers studied drinkers at an unnamed Florida city, okay, and came up with the percentage through on-the-street interviews and breathalyzer tests. A full 17% had breath alcohol concentrations between .02 and .049. 18% of them had the .05. Okay, so 40% of the designated drivers are drinking. Right. Now, maybe worstest of all, a quick call. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
My name is Joel, and I'm a large medium, and I foresee you hanging up on me.
Very nice. A large medium. Florida residents have a new pest to fend off this summer. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's called the gallinippers. These are giant mosquitoes. It is a giant hairy-legged, it says here, hairy-legged, mosquito. It is as big as a quarter, all right? Think about this.
Holy
a mosquito
cats.
As big
it's
as
like
a
mosquito
quarter.
Hawk.
Yep. These giant mosquitoes originated in the Mississippi Delta, but made their way to Florida after heavy rains brought on by the tropical storms. One more reason for other people to live in Florida. Last summer, there was a big jump in the number of, they're called gallinippers because they say they could drink a gallon of blood in one bite.
Good.
But they can't. No, they can't. The eggs laid back then produced a bumper crop of these bugs. Fortunately, this particular type of mosquito does not carry disease, but the bite of this insect feels more like a poke with a knife. And since they are able to bite through your clothing, it is a good idea to not only wear DEET, but also wear long-sleeve shirts. Yeah, that's... I looked this up, and it's just blown up on YouTube. I mean, they've got story after story after story.
Well, they need to get
things.
The helicopter over
exactly.
there. We can fix that problem right now.
I think we solved the problem for them right there.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Tickets on sale now to Cirque Dreams Rocks, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, the official Blues Brothers Review, sponsored by Allstate, Michael Martin Murphy's Cowboy Christmas, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank, the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Romeo and Juliet, the ballet, sponsored by Wells Fargo, and Broadway's hottest musicals, Memphis, Bring It On, and West Side Story. Get the best seats now by ordering season tickets. Visit mscopus.org.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Today, I'd like to tell you about a lesson my mom taught me that I'll never forget. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. As a six-year-old, I was really afraid of being lost. My dad walked out on us, so I always felt like I needed to know where my mom was. It gave me a sense of security. One day at the store, I wanted to look for a toy. Mom assured me she'd still be in the produce section when I was done. On my way back, I couldn't believe my eyes. My mom was in a different aisle. She had abandoned me. Now, I'm not proud of this, but I decided I needed to teach her a lesson. So I sprinted up behind her, and I planted a karate chop right between her shoulder blades. Thud! Staggering, she turned around to face me. And that's when I knew I was in big trouble. It wasn't my mother. It was a woman dressed in the same outfit. I ran to the produce section where I found my mom, and through my tears, I explained what had happened. She marched me right back to the end of the aisle and motioned with her hand for me to go down and apologize. I can't say the woman forgave me, but I did learn a valuable lesson that day that I'll never forget, and I'm careful to teach my boys. When you make a mistake, you need to immediately own it, apologize, and try to make things right. I've also taught them another non-negotiable. You never karate chop your mother. To help your kids thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. Fight Texas Aggie football and the UTSA Roadrunners have agreed to a two-year football series starting in 2016, with both games being played at Kyle Field. The first meeting is slated for November the 12th, 2016, and the second scheduled for November the 2nd, 2019. Since we're talking schedules, a 12-match home slate, including a challenging home tournament with matches against NCAA Final Four participants, highlight the 29-match 2013 Texas A&M volleyball schedule released by Coach Lori Corbelli yesterday. A&M will play 11 non-conference matches before opening its 18-match Southeastern Conference schedule on September the 29th. The Aggies returned one starter, nine other letter winners who helped A&M go to the SEC Western Division Championship and win, advance to the second round of the NCAA tournament, and finish with a record of 25-6. Corbelli also welcomes two redshirt freshmen and three true freshmen who will make their Aggie debut August 30th and 31st in North Dakota at their tournament. And if you'd like to see the full schedule, it's posted in the sports section of WTAW.com. SEC still rolling in the College World Series. Adam Frazier had two RBIs and Wes Ray hit a two-run dinger. And they helped Mississippi State clinch the spot for the College World Series by winning a completion of a suspended game due to weather, 6-5 over Virginia to complete the sweep. Less than a week after the New England coach Bill Belichick said he didn't actually hate former Jets and Broncos quarterback Tim Tebow, the Patriots apparently putting their money where their mouth is. They will reportedly sign Tebow to a contract, according to ESPN's Ed Wardner. The team expects Tebow to be at minicamp today, and here's ESPN analyst and former NFL quarterback Trent Dilfer on why they picked him up.
Scout team plays. I think he's there to be a developmental quarterback on that roster and to learn how to play quarterback and to learn how to get better at his craft.
On now to Major League Baseball, Lance Berkman's two-run homer in the seventh helped Texas beat Cleveland 6-3 last night. Jeff Baker also went deep, and Nelson Cruz has been busy.
Swing and drive out into left field. Brantley to his left. This one is beyond his reach, off the track and onto the wall. Beltre hits the bag at third. He's being waved home. Here comes the relay throw. Beltre running hard. He slides, and he touches the plate with his left hand. He's safe.
That makes eight in a row drops for the Indians.
Swing and a pop-up down the right field line, foul ground. Morales going back. He's there and makes the catch, and the ball game is over. Mariners win it 3-2.
Hisashi Irakuma allowed one run in seven innings last night to lead the Mariners past the Astros 3-2. Raul Ibanez homered. Michael Morris had an RBI double for the Mariners. Since we're talking baseball, Bombers and Pump Jackson Kilgore first pitch 7:05, pregame at 6:45 on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight at 8 o'clock, and the Heat head to San Antonio. The series is tied at one game apiece. In another NBA news, Lionel Hollins says the Memphis Grizzlies have told him they'll not renew his contract. Hollins took over midway through the 08-09 season and led the team to a 143-87 mark over the last 3 years. The Associated Press has learned the Detroit Pistons have picked up Mo Cheeks as their head coach. He replaces Lawrence Frank, who had a dismal run at 54-94. In the PGA, more heavy rain at Marion Golf Club flooded a bunker by the 11th green and filled fairways in large puddles and tiny streams 3 days before the start of the U.S. Open. Course was closed for 4 hours during the first full day of practice. And strangely, Tiger and Sergio made nicey-nice, or at least they shook hands before the practice rounds, and that they could get off before the weather. And finally, the Dallas Stars have signed Sergei Gonchar to a two-year, $10 million contract. The team announced the deal yesterday, and Gonchar was set to become a free agent for Ottawa when they traded him to the Stars for a sixth-round draft pick. That's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The bank and trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Would you like to maybe reward your staff for a job well done or get together for a special function? Amico Nave has a private room for you to do that. Maybe you want to make presentations to a bunch of clients at one time. You can do that in the private room at Amico Nave. If you want to hold a party, you can do that as well. It's fully AV, has all the AV stuff you need. It has a separate entrance, so you can come in that way, and it's great for rehearsal dinners or any of the fun stuff I just mentioned. And also remember that if you've tried to go to lunch at Amico Nave and they've been full up, you can make reservations now. Call them at 703-1953, 703-1953, and you can make lunch reservations, which would be a great, fun thing to do. They're located on East Villa Maria, right across from Shipwreck Grill. Stop in and see them for lunch or for that business meeting or that celebration. They're accepting lunch reservations now. At Amico Nave, it's a place where folks can come for any occasion and feel comfortable and welcome.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200. Or at dayhill.com.
If you're looking for the best in zero-turn riding mowers, see the best the Brazos Valley has to offer at Kairos Truck Center. This is David Hogan with Kairos Truck Center reminding you of our great prices and financing on all our state-of-the-art riding mowers, including Ferris, Cub Cadet, and Hustler. Kairos Truck Center will make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass. Call 778-7481 or come by and see us at Kairos Truck Center for your zero-turn rider today.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I guess you saw about Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah.
Chad Johnson. He's gone back to that.
Even I heard about
that. Whoa, okay.
That
means it was
there
a
big deal.
It was a big deal. He's in court yesterday morning.
Being a dork.
Yeah, allegedly violating the terms of his probation in a domestic violence case. It appeared that his plea bargain had been accepted, and so he playfully slapped his attorney on the butt the way that NFL
a football player would.
Yeah. That's when the judge, when Kathleen McHugh, said to Chad, call yourself whatever you want to, he wasn't taking things seriously enough. And
she
asked
just
if
doesn't understand sports culture.
Oh, is that it? Ask if the proceedings were a joke as far as she was concerned, as far as he was concerned. And so as a result, sentenced him to 30 days in jail.
And added 3 months to his probation.
I like it. I really do, once again.
Me too.
He apologized afterwards, but too late there, buddy. Too late.
Pac-Man Jones got in trouble, too.
Oh, what happened?
He was in a dispute in a bar.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Well, for his part,
yeah,
he has actually been very clean now for quite a while. Nope. He hasn't been quite the scrub that he had been.
Yeah.
And said somebody walked up, said, can I have a picture? And he said, no, I'm not really doing that right now. And they apparently threw a beer bottle at him.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah. So he smacked him.
Well,
and the police department went, okay, everybody's going
I was
going
to say, sounds like they probably got what they deserve for misbehaving. There's no reason you have to do that. Just don't have to. All right, here we go. Say hello to the Krispy Kreme Sloppy Joe.
Yes, sir. Saw that yesterday.
Chicken Charlie's in San Diego County Fair unveiled a Sloppy Joe that instead of bread's got a glazed donut on either end. Could anything be better? Maybe. Okay. And you'll love this. A San Francisco elementary school has started a toy gun buyback program.
Oh, no, they
didn't.
Yes,
they did, because, again, we want people to be scared of guns.
I would make
that way the government can control us.
I'd make a fortune on Pop-Tarts.
That's it. They need to be scared of a gun. Touch the gun. No, it'll kill people. No, really. It's okay. If you use it properly, it's all right. But, nah, they'll do a gun buyback program.
That's